The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Now, this episode is brought to you by Lignum Wealth Management. I've worked with Mark at Lignum for over 15 years. And before you get your mind racing, wealth was not, and maybe will ever be, a term in my vocabulary. It's more like survival is how I started. And how to really develop a plan, 1-0 at a time. How do I plan for the future now? So that was our mindset. And you know, I spend my days coaching clients on ways to improve their well-being, and finances are a very core part of your overall well-being. Ignoring it doesn't make the problem go away. In fact, it makes it worse. And you wake up years down the line wishing that you had taken that first step towards a plan. With Mark, he takes a very personalized approach to coaching, and it's all about your financial goals, not his. And he'll provide you sensible solutions and referrals to other experts that help you with your situation. Having a coach like Mark guide our family through the various stages of life allows me to focus on what I do best. So take the first step today towards a solid financial future and contact Mark at Lignum Wealth Management. His information's in the show notes. He's had my family's back for over 15 years. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm Colleen Greco, your humble host and resident joyologist. And today I am so excited to welcome Jen Greiner to the show.
Hey, Colleen.
Hello, Jen.
So excited to be here today.
So excited to have you. I, you know, as I shared when we first met, I don't know. I feel like it's okay to call myself a human design addict. I don't feel like that's a bad addiction to have. I can't get enough of it. And yet I feel like I still have so much to learn. So I am so excited for today's conversation.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad that you started off with that, because that's many people's experience and journey. That was certainly how I got started over 4 years ago. I absolutely was an addict, fell down the rabbit hole. And here I am, you know, 4 years later, still learning about it. So that's one of my favorite things about human design.
Beautiful. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody watching from home.
Yes. Hello, everyone. As Colleen introduced me, I am Jen Greiner. I am a human design coach, but I am also a therapist. I've been a mental health clinician and art therapist for the past 10 years, building a private practice where I live in Maine. But 4 years ago, when I discovered human design, when I had permission to be my energetic self as a 3-5 emotional projector, which I'm sure we'll talk more about what that means, I shifted into coaching. The therapy world just felt too boxed in, wasn't able to help individuals the way that I saw that they needed, and was not able to help all the people in the world that have been needing so much help over the years, because human design can really do it all. It gives us permission to be ourselves, helps us embrace aligning our own true self, our own way of doing things, whether it be making decisions, eating, living, business, parenting, everything. So I'm so excited to be here to chat more about human design and whatever facet we fall into.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see it here, but there is a stack of paper that I can't stop digging into it, because I think, you know, my entire life I have been out of alignment in one way, shape, or form, and not knowing that certain, I don't know, personality traits, maybe certain behaviors were innate to me. What didn't mean there was anything wrong with me. That's actually the way I am wired, if we want to say it that way. And that, wow, it's a lot easier if you just accept that about yourself and not compare yourself to the person sitting next to you. You know, I always say comparison is the thief of joy. Joy. But it's so true that, you know, you are a 3-5 emotional projector. I am a 2, I can never remember this, 2-4 manifesting generator. Like, for those that don't know what that means, it's like comparing like a brick to a car, like completely different things. And so for me to say, well, how come Jen doesn't get worked up when that thing happens? But it hits me to my core, because we are not the same. Yes, externally, we both have, you know, 2 arms and 2 legs. That's kind of where it ends. Would you agree?
Yeah. We're all kind of in the same meat suit, if you will, you know, experimenting, being human beings, but our energy, how it works, how we were created to respond to the world, to life, to our existence is completely different. And why not use human design, which I also think of as energy mechanics. It is an energy blueprint, right? Why not use that as the cheat sheet to alignment, to manifestation, to the life of your dreams? And it was really how I utilized human design in that way for all of my therapy clients in my private practice, that I saw them reach their treatment goals in no time at all, with ease for them, because it was the way that that came naturally to them, right? Accessing their energy. And easy for me, because it took all the trial and error out. It wasn't guesswork of saying, well, try this, come back next week, see how it happens. It was more so, well, you're designed to do it this way. Try it, see how it works. It's still an experiment. But they would come back and be like, yep, all right, good to go. What's the next goal?
So, okay, I'm going to try to break this down simply for people that are like, what are they talking about? So there is this very, please do not get upset at the 1980s version of this sketch that I have. But it does look that archaic, but it is really scientific. And it shows there are 9 centers in the body. With those 9 centers, there are 64 gates. And those gates, some of us have them, some of us don't. Some are conscious, some are subconscious. So when, you know, people see you a certain way and you're like, I don't know why they see me that way. It's because you have the subconscious, you don't have the conscience. And so this is really great for you to begin to, you know, in my opinion, accept who you are and accept what they're telling you that they see. And then we get to lines. Explain the lines, because I can explain it, but I don't think very simply like you probably can.
You're getting so deep here. I love it. So in human design, there are what's called 6 lines. So that's just how you get even more specific on those 64 gates. The lines are what's in your profile, right? I'm a 3-5. Colleen, you said you're a 2-4. So that profile, I like to think of as the similar to zodiac, right? Astrology is an aspect of human design. There are 12 different profiles, these 2 numbers. So 1 through 6, each number has a different meaning. 1 being that really foundational, kind of thinking of it like a house, right? It's the basement. That is the foundation. You need to know why. You need to make sure that all of that is really there to then build upon it. all the way up to 6, which is the role model. So each line has a different vibe and energy to it that's even more specific, you could say.
Yeah. And it's really like some of them are very subtle, but again, when you're comparing and you're like, wow, we seem so similar, but you know, that doesn't seem to, you know, affect that person in that way. It's sometimes can come down to the line in that, you know, you just have this piece of your design that is just slightly different, which I just, you know, again, find fascinating and just want to keep diving in more. And it has me thinking how this can very easily revolutionize the way that like psychology is taught and the way that our kids are taught. Really, it's an overlap between psychology and science.
Absolutely. And that's what really, you know, got me into human design is that there is science behind it, right? In psychology, all through my schooling, training, all of that, evidence-based. There needs to be evidence that supports this modality to use it to help your clients to enact change that they're seeking. Where human design, really, like in my experience, I have all the evidence I need. I see that it changes these things. So there is certainly the science behind there. Another aspect that makes up human design is quantum physics, right? We know about these really small particles that influence our personality, our being. So that's, you know, what makes human design factual. And then with psychology, right? Typically in my therapy, what I help people do is decondition, right? Figure out how have you been conditioned? How have you been traumatized? How have you been told to be something that you're not, which creates anxiety? Where is the confusion and the doubt that creates a sense of depression? All of that, you know, human design lends insight into that. You know, for me, I was working in therapy for years, like, okay, I'm feeling melancholy. Why am I feeling melancholy? Don't recommend reading Freud's book on melancholy like I did. But once I found human design and was like, oh, not only do I have an emotional wave, right? I'm an emotional authority. I ride this emotional wave. When I'm on the bottom of my wave, I tend to feel a bit melancholic, but also it's about the circuitry, which is another aspect of human design that when you have individual circuitry, you tend to be more melancholic. So what I've really found is human design really helps explain not only the conditioning, but also just your makeup that creates your mental health, really, mm-hmm. in whatever state it's in. When you put the two together, human design helps sort all of that out.
Now, under, you know, each, I'll just simplify it for people, area, you have the shadow. That's where the work needs to get done, folks. You have the gift, and that's when you've kind of graduated the shadow and you know, removed those limiting beliefs and kind of like owned the essence of that gate. We'll say area for people. And then there's the city, which is like mastery, where it's like, really, you have made that shift. You've let everything go. You've owned it. You almost have that trait or that, that we'll use trait because I don't have a better word. You almost have that trait innately now. Like you, it is in you, you're in alignment. I'm working through a shadow right now that I've been playing around with for a while. And so I thought it would be kind of cool to bring it up. I mean, I'm doing the work myself, so I kind of know where this is going, but I just thought it would be kind of cool to provide a real life example that people could relate to kind of show how this might work for them. Would that be okay?
Yeah. So I just want to clarify for all the listeners that what you're talking is yes, it's human design, but if anyone is more familiar or heard of gene keys and relates more to the gene keys, this is really the information that you're talking about, Colleen, can simply be found in gene keys. Gene keys and human design are the same thing. I like to say the two men who founded them just didn't get along. They couldn't sort out their differences. So they are two different things. So yes, all of the 64 gates, all of those traits have a shadow, a gift, and a city. I use the word essence, right? That energetic essence of it that really is evolved, right? Gene Keys is more so about evolution, how we can evolve ourselves, but how we can evolve as a human being, race as well. So it's beautiful to take your gene keys, your gates, look at the shadows, gifts, city, and see kind of where you're at. You know, with the work that I do, I think of everything as a spectrum. And that's why I use this so much, because where are you currently on the spectrum, right? This is what I do in my assessments and have been doing for 10 years, right? Is this an issue? Are you really in the shadow, or have you mastered this and like we move on from this? So it's a beautiful kind of step-by-step to move you along the spectrum.
I love the shadows because for me, when I'm feeling a little bit, you know, off or out of alignment, when I use the right word and that aligns to the shadow, it's almost like I know that I know to pivot. Well, that's not true again. I'm stepping backwards. Like, hang on a second. You're not living in your true authenticity. So the one that I'm playing around with is false sense of security around money. Now I'm going to say for everybody, I don't have money issues. Okay. I have a roof over my head. I am paying my bills, but I do associate success with money. And a lot of people do. And they get into this scarcity mindset when, you know, that core belief gets challenged. And I don't know where in my profile to play with this a little bit more. So, you know, I know I'm putting you on the spot and that's okay. I can certainly use an easier example, but just thought since we were talking today, I would throw it out there and see what you had.
Yeah. So this would be a very different conversation if you were a projector, because as projectors, our self theme is success, right? Projectors are here destined for success. So if you were a projector from what you just said, I would say, you know, we really need to look at what is your definition of success, deconditioned from society's definition of success, which even when you're not a projector, right, that can be helpful as businesswomen. What are we striving for? Is our success to have our bank account hit a million? Or is our success helping a million people, right? There's so many different ways to look at it. So something that you brought up that comes up so much is, and maybe you actually didn't say this word, but it's what I hear underneath, is that worth, right? Am I worthy of receiving money? So two key parts to that is money matters. Money matters as in general, not like money matters, right? like matters all these money. Yes, thank you. And worth. So both of those aspects are in the heart. And with the heart center, it's the smallest triangle kind of squeezed in the middle of the body. Now, 65% of the world has this center white, meaning it's undefined. So when that is white, when that heart, ego, willpower center is undefined, typically you feel like you have something to prove. You don't have the fixed, reliable energy to say, I am worthy. So I am part of the 35% of the world who has a defined heart. So in a way, I've had the advantage of, yes, internally, I know that I'm worthy. That doesn't mean that that heart hasn't been conditioned. That does not mean that I don't have, you know, money blocks or lack mentality, right? We still have conditioning. So typically around this issue, I always like to first go to the heart center. Is that undefined? If it is, let's really talk about, what do you feel like you're needing to prove? How is your self-worth? Is there mindset work that you need to do? Is there, you know, is it as simple as looking at the other gifts that you do have, right? All the energy that you possess, Colleen, as a manifesting generator, to utilize in a way to kind of like override that. And just really, again, doing that mindset shift to reinforce, to affirm that you are worthy. You have nothing to prove, right? You are inherently worthy because you are here and you are alive. So tell me about your heart center and what that brings up or how that relates.
It is It is defined and it is red. And I can't remember why it would be red versus yellow, but
they just put a different color on there depending where you get your chart from. They'll throw colors. Okay. What color doesn't matter. It just matters that there's color.
Defined. Yeah, so it's defined and there are two gates. There's gate 21 and 26. So those are the ones I want to dig into, check out the shadow, and I should be able to unlock it.
Yes. And
you guys, it's that simple. Not really.
Well, and this is why, right? We love human design because you can do it on your own. Fall down the rabbit hole. Look at all of this. There is so much increase of awareness, deconditioning that you can do on your own. But when you're really looking to enhance, to align further, to embody your design, it can be really helpful to work with a coach to see these other facets, to see what's lying beneath. So this is what I really love helping my clients do. And this is what one of my programs really is all about, is looking at, yes, what you have defined, those two gates, 21 and 26, looking at, and I'm going to pull up my shadow cheat sheet right here. So 21 is all about authority. So the shadow of gate 21 is control. So we would want to look at where are you, you know, really feeling the need to control? What is your relationship to that? Where are you on this spectrum? How are you utilizing the gift of authority here? And then we have gate 26. So this is all about artfulness. The shadow here is pride. So where are you kind of falling into that lower vibration of pride and not really accessing the artfulness to almost be invisible? So that's one simple way to look at what you've got. So what did that bring up, just saying those pieces for you?
Well, because, you know, I this is not like the Colleen Greco counseling hour, but it was sort of something that, like I said, I've been picking away at. And I'm sort of like, I just, you know, certain things I kind of like get right away. And certain things I'm like, I don't know where this fits. So with my design, what I need to feel grounded, you know, the earth is gate 21. Mm-hmm. But that's in the conscious, and with gate 26, what's that?
So yours is on a 2 line. So this is where the lines come in that we mentioned before, right? You're a 2-4. So you're consciously two. So really utilizing that 2 line of the hermit, right? To know that it's all internal. You just kind of close your eyes and trust that you have this natural way of knowing how to do things.
I love that. And then looking at gate 26, knowing that is an unconscious gate, I think it's there that I need to dig. Because this is the thing, I am poking around and not finding it. It's like, no, that doesn't fit. That doesn't fit. No, that might have fit at one point, but it doesn't anymore. I bet it's in that gate 26.
So it could be, right? Like with the gates that we have, those are our gifts. You want to utilize your gifts. This is why gene keys can be so helpful to see, oh my gosh, these are my gifts. What is my relation to the gift? Am I using it as a gift? So I loved what you just said, that you are poking around and you're not really finding it. Mm-hmm. Because, again, this is what I do with clients and have a program about this. Our shadows often lie in what we are not, because how we are conditioned is we receive the energy around us from our family members, from those at school, those that we work with, right? Everybody that we come into contact, we are sharing energy with. So when we take that on and mistake it as our own and hold on to it, right? All the gates in the heart that you do not have, well, the heart only has 4. So 51 and 40, right? Those gates for you are undefined. You don't have those gifts. But if you are holding on to the energy, especially gate 51, which so many people have defined, it's all about competition, being competitive. So if you are feeling like you need to be competitive, that's not you. That's not your energy. That right there is going to cause frustration, right? You're not self-themed as a generator, and throw you out of alignment. So that's another way that you can easily look at your shadow chart, right? Because it's not yours. What am I holding on to? Acknowledging this is not mine, and let go. which sometimes is easier than done, of course.
Okay, so thank you for all of this. And I know that folks are like, tell me more about the program, because again, this is not my hour, but I do like to kind of illustrate to people that you can start to get really curious and play with this, but you should really work with a coach to, you know, make sense of it all. Because as much as I know, which is I'm a couple of years behind you, I'm probably a little over a year in, I would never call myself a coach, A, but also because you're in it, you can't always see it. So tell us more about your program. And let me also, before I like end this, so I forget to share your Instagram, let me throw that up too. We want to make sure we're following Jen on Instagram.
Yes. Yes. That is where I hang out. That is where I love sharing information. That is where I always check my DMs. So I have lots of free resources, tips to share. So, that's a great way to connect. So yes, working with a coach is when you are really ready to change, to align. You're like, okay, I got the hang of human design. I know this, but like, I am being so called to use this, to embody this, to make change through human design. That is when I come in and it can be a wonderful partnership. So part of what I do as a projector is, right, seeing those missed parts, seeing how to guide you on your unique journey. And then I love having my 10 years of clinical expertise to tie those pieces into, to see the conditioning, to see the patterns that need to be changed, right? We need to break those patterns. So the program that I've been referring to is an intensive that I offer. I do have Inner Work, which is 4-month container where we meet once a week, and it's really, you know, one-on-one. I really hold your hand and support you through it all. That's what some people really need and really want, that coaching. The intensive is more of a self-study. It's 1 month. We do meet each week, but in this what's called Inner Work Intensive, you watch pre-recorded videos going through your chart, each of the centers, to do what we just did, looking at the gates that you have, the gifts that you possess, to see, how am I utilizing this? What am I doing with it? Am I honoring this, right? Do I need to bring unconscious to the conscious? But then we're also looking at those gates that you do not have, to just check in and say, do I need to let this energy go? Am I holding on to this? Is it not mine? And sometimes it's the permission to say, whew, oh my gosh, I dodged a bullet with that one. I don't have that energy, and I am so glad that I don't have that. So we go through all 64 of the gates of the gifts. And then in our one-on-one, half an hour each week over these 4 weeks, to ask all the questions. You get to dive in if there's anything that you're really confused about, if there's anything you want to know more about, or maybe it's just celebrating your uniqueness and your gifts. So I really love being able to offer this intensive as a self-study, especially for the manifesting generators who are like, I have all the energy, I can do this on my own, I want to. great.
We can get ourselves in a lot of trouble, let me just tell you, that is for sure. So I love everything that you're saying, and I love the work that you're doing. And I also love that you're connecting. It's almost like East versus West, right? They're meeting in the middle, and you're combining all of your years of training with, I don't know how to put that in English, but like with what we have here, which is, it is mind blowing. It's so important. Like the work that you're doing is so important. This is liberating so many people from self-sabotage, self-deprecation, you know, elevating their self-worth. And I don't know if that's how you sell it, but that's certainly, you know, 3 words right there that would probably get you 10 clients in 5 minutes. So I can't thank you enough. Tell us about this, this self-care checklist. Tell us what that's about.
Absolutely. So this is a free resource that goes through different aspects, checking in with your physical, checking in with your mental, your spiritual, your emotional, to kind of I hate to say grade yourself, but assess yourself on how well are you doing with individual pieces in each area of your life so that you can step back after you've kind of given yourself a score to say, man, I really need to focus more on caring for myself in the physical ways, or really celebrate yourself to say, man, I got my spiritual rituals like on. I am doing so great at this. So it's really a way to check in with how well are you caring for yourself? I love self-care. All month of February, I was talking about self-love, the love gates. Definitely pop back on my Instagram, scroll back and see all of those posts because I just love self-care. And we are our most important person aspect in our lives. So this is a really simple way to check in and assess, how are you doing with your own self-care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I just wrapped another interview earlier today. So I'm not sure which one will air first. But anyway, she's a major Boston radio personality and very big on mental health and just the importance of being able to talk about it, you know, creating a safe space where, you know, it allows for people to be vulnerable without being judged. And I feel like this is almost like, I don't know what comes to it. Like the weirdest thing just popped to my mind, but I'm still going to say it because I can. It's almost like a living autopsy, right?
Yes.
Or like yes. You die with like, what's the, when they dig into your brain, what is it called? Like a lobotomy, yes. Right? Where you're able to really see what is going on inside of you real time. And it's so powerful. So again, you know, I encourage all of the listeners, if I haven't scared you away with the living lobotomy example, to contact Jen. You can follow her on Instagram at TheVitalJen, Jen with two N's. Any parting words before I send you on your way?
Just to know that this is the tip of the iceberg. Like human design is just the beginning of finding alignment, of entering into the new paradigm, which we are so lucky to move into. So just know that in terms of human design, it takes 7 years to fully decondition. So like there is no rush. Take your time. But again, you know, go at your own speed. It will all fall into place and it will just be such a beautiful experience.
I couldn't agree more. Just get curious. Just start questioning things and wondering how much was impressed upon me versus what was I born with? And it will open up this universe to you that you didn't know existed, but it's a universe full of truth and possibility.
Yes.
Awesome. And that was another episode of Joy Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Wow, Jen was a great, great episode. She was such a great guest. We really talked at length about human design, and I tried to incorporate a practical example so that you could kind of see like how it works and how you can dig into certain areas, identify what the truth is, identify what your belief is, and then maybe how you rationalize the two. So I highly encourage you connecting with Jen, getting really curious, using again that childlike curiosity. So my joy tip of the day for today is around childlike curiosity and grace. Giving yourself grace for the things that you believe to be true that maybe cause you, you know, stress or grief or panic or uncertainty. And then having that childlike curiosity to say, what's that about? I'm going to dig a little bit more. So contact Jen, use her self-care checklist to really get a sense of where you're at in your journey. And don't be ashamed for who you are. Embody it. You're amazing exactly the way you are.
Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed. As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.